This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to get to visit with Michael Raspberry, Michael's Senior Client Development Leader at Phreesia. Phreesia, in Michael's specific title, is the Senior Director of Client Solutions. We're going to talk today not really about Phreesia, but about this concept of when a health system buys technology, the great mix of buying great technology but not losing sight of how important it is to have the great support as well, and sort of how customers, how health systems should look at these types of issues. Michael's sort of a brilliant client success leader. He's been at Phreesia for 7 years. He'll tell us more about his career and his background. Michael, do you mind taking a moment to introduce yourself? Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, about your role, and about Phreesia, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Scott. And grateful to be asked to be on the podcast. As you mentioned, I'm a Senior Director of Client Solutions here at Phreesia. In that role, I lead an amazing team of client services and success resources who have the opportunity to work directly with our clients on a daily basis for a variety of tasks ranging from new client implementations to ongoing account management support. A little bit about Phreesia. We've been around for about 17 years. We're really proud to be best-in-class solution for patient intake management the last 4 years in a row. We work with our clients to automate intake, patient access, revenue cycle, and create a better, more engaging patient experience, and also for staff as well. I'm really excited today to get to talk to you about what we think are best practices for evaluating vendors' client support model.
Thank you very, very much. And I think that the subject is so important because there's so much often a distinction between the product itself and how it's implemented. And of course, it's almost like image is everything, implementation is everything. Michael, talk a little bit about when you see health system leaders buying technology, they focus so much on the product itself, the technology, the cool technology. But why should they also give equal weight to client support and how well it's supported by the company they're working with?
Yeah, it's a good point. Just having a really great product is really only part of the equation these days. Organizations really need that product to be accompanied by an experienced team of resources to help you get the most out of it. In my opinion, that team needs to be robust and not only include your typical implementation resources, but also needs to include resources from all parts of the organization, including product, interfaces, support, some executive buy-in as well is really important. There could be a number of different failure points during any technology implementation. I'm sure many of the folks that are going to be listening in right now have been part of technology implementations that have failed to achieve the goals or key performance indicators that were established from the start. It happens a lot, more often than organizations probably would like to admit. I recently came across a Accenture study which found that almost 80% of frequent B2B software buyers report that they have switched suppliers at least once within the last 24 months. And nearly a quarter of those consider speed and efficient service response as an important factor in their buying decisions. Switching every 2 years is an incredibly inefficient and costly process. You're constantly in the onboarding phase every 2 years, and your supplier really doesn't get a chance to help you continuously improve over time, which we feel like is really important. I also think businesses today are incredibly unique in their operations and processes. This is especially true in healthcare, Scott, where there's such a wide swath of organizational types. At Phreesia, we work with groups ranging from, a single doc cardiology group all the way up to a 5,000 provider multi-state health system. And you need an implementation team that really understands those differences. My advice to groups buying technology today: save some time and money by looking for a vendor that has a breadth of knowledge and experience your organization deserves, in addition to a really great product.
Thank you. And Phreesia's got a sort of best-in-class product in patient intake. Talk about for a moment this sort of situation. Michael, implementation and training are key aspects of vendor support as vendors work with health systems. And every technology company says it's going to be easy to implement. There's going to be very little lift from your technology team, and we'll get you up and running right away, and it's going to be simple. And we all know that that's very different from organization to organization. And the support from the vendor, from the technology company, is so, so critical to make sure the implementation goes well and you get the benefits out of this. You're not switching a year or two from now. When you look at this and you talk to health systems, What should they be thinking about as they evaluate the vendor strengths in these areas, company strengths in these areas? How do health systems look at this to judge this better up front so they go with a vendor that will support them well?
Yeah, I think one of the things you kind of touched on briefly, and I consider a really important thing organizations should be thinking about, is speed to value. You know, quick implementations are really important, but I think these organizations spend a tremendous amount of time researching, evaluating technologies prior to signing any agreement or even starting a project. I think part of that decision-making process should include for vendors, or should include vendors who have a lot of experience and can get you live quickly with minimal issues. Implementation times can obviously vary based on several different factors, scope, resourcing, the system that you're going to be integrating with. But when an organization has done thousands of those implementations over many years, they're going to have spent a lot of thought and energy in making every aspect of that customer onboarding process better, faster, and more successful. I also feel like go live preparation is another very important piece that is often overlooked during the evaluation process. You know, as you get closer to go live, things can start to get pretty tense. People are getting nervous. You know, that big date is coming up. You're going to really want a vendor that has some experience to shepherd you through, you and your team through those last minute scenarios or questions that are inevitably going to rise. Scott, you also brought up training. I think training is incredibly important as well, often overlooked piece of some of the implementation process. But for any successful implementation, it needs to go well. When we look at health systems, it's incredibly important there as well. Given the size and coverage you have within health systems, you need to look for vendors that offer some flexible training options. Vendors should offer personalized training plans for each one of their customers, and that needs to include an online learning management system where end users can learn and stay up to date on new features at their own pace. I know, you know, sometimes I like to work late. If I can go on my own time and keep up to date on features that roll out, that is the best way for me to learn. And what we're seeing across our organization is that holds true for the groups that we work with. We recently did a really large implementation up in the Northeast, and they solely used our online learning management system to roll out training to their end users. They went live, tremendously successful. And for their ongoing onboarding as they're hiring new employees, they've actually embedded that online learning management system, Ephresia, in their onboarding plan. It's proven to be really successful.
Thank you very, very much. And you're in charge of client success, which means making sure that the clients that buy or work with Phreesia get great results from Phreesia. You've also probably get more than almost any company I know has spent a lot of time on the front end trying to decide how you're going to help clients implement what they're doing with Phreesia. And it's so important to the success of buying a product that it's not just a one and done buying a product, but actually getting the support to make sure you're actually getting success out of that product. Talk for a moment about what should technology, you know, buyers of technology, what should they expect? Health systems expect in terms of communication and account management, what kind of account management and management of the account communications should they expect in their key technology vendors to make sure things go as they are expected to go? What should they expect in terms of management, communications, and more?
Yeah, it's a great question. And usually, you know, as I'm talking with groups, this is the next question after we talk about implementation. You know, how are you going to support me after go live? Clients always remember those vendors that they couldn't get a hold of when they needed the most. And, you know, typically nowadays, those are former vendors to those individuals. Healthcare organizations should be looking for a partner in their technology journey, not just a vendor. What do I mean by partner? You should have a dedicated individual or team that you can email or call directly, not just a 1-800 number to reach out to. That dedicated team should know your organization's goals and objectives and ensures your configuration supports exactly what you are trying to achieve. We talked a little bit earlier about speed to value, but consistently communicating that value needs to be part of any successful partnership and account management strategy. How you communicate value can vary based on a few different factors, but clients should expect quarterly business reviews, monthly reporting that reinforces what they're trying to get out of that relationship. Account managers also need to understand the space and stay up to date on what's going on for their specific client. You want them to be aware of what's happening with the healthcare facilities in your area. This is going to allow them to help anticipate your needs you're going to need someone who's going to be on your side in these really challenging and competitive situations. And this account manager should act as a advocate for you inside the organization. Your account manager should consistently be looking at your data to make you aware of nuances that you may not already be aware of. For example, you know, here at Phreesia, we might notice shifts in a payer mix, no-shows, patient satisfaction rates, or other metrics at specific locations or regions that clients might not be looking at. You want your vendor to bring you these opportunities and offer solutions within the platform. They may not, you know, they may not be able to solve every problem, but if they're a good partner, they'll be consultative in that process. And lastly, meeting frequency. That's something that's constantly, you know, discussed and debated by clients and vendors. In my opinion, your technology vendor should meet with you as frequently as you want to. If that's weekly, they should be able to accommodate that.
Thank you very much. And those regular check-ins, those regular meetings are so important to making sure people are getting what they want out of the technology they're buying. You had mentioned people that sort of know the ecosystem, know the industry. We're in a rapidly changing industry, you know, experiencing rapid change. How can a healthcare system ensure that the vendor they work with is both constantly reinvesting in their own product, improving their own product, and keeping up with what's going on in the industry? How do you sort of judge that? How do you make sure that your vendors can grow with you, that they can scale with you, that they're reinvesting, that they know what's going on? How do you make sure that that happens?
Yeah, I mean, change in the healthcare industry is constant, right? Whether it's, you know, the recent shift to supporting telehealth appointments, or maybe having an additional focus on patient experience, creating a digital solution to solve some problems. As your organization evolves, which is going to be inevitable, your vendors need to evolve with you. Organizational needs early in the relationship will likely not be the same 6 months down the line, a year down the line, definitely not 5 years down the line. Personally, we've had organizations that have come to Phreesia during the pandemic who naturally had really specific needs around zero contact intake and keeping their patients and providers safe. Now we're in a different time. Those needs have shifted, and it's required our value communication and the work that we do with those groups to shift as well. Today, those groups are really working with us mostly on, you know, automating tasks because they're challenged by staffing gaps, or they really want to streamline their payment process because they're being faced with challenges around reimbursement. Being able to consistently roll out really good products and features that will actually get used is also something that I feel like should be evaluated. You're going to want to find a partner that has the product and services structure to support you, not only today, but for the future, and ensures that those products that you're paying for are actually getting adopted and utilized. Lots of products get rolled out at some organizations. Some of them don't ever get adopted. That needs to be closely monitored by that account management team. Something I hear from clients consistently is, you know, how many releases do you do a year? What's your 3-month roadmap? What's on your 6-month roadmap? I'm happy to say at Phreesia, we do 20 product releases a year, and we're continuously giving our clients the latest and greatest features. Finding vendors who truly listen to their clients is also something I find really important and often gets overlooked. When you as an account manager are truly listening to your clients, it's going to allow you to better anticipate their needs and provide a better support model. I'm able to talk to our clients pretty regularly at this point in my career, and they consistently say that they enjoy that their account managers actually listen to their needs and are hearing them out.
I mean, thank you. And it's so important. It goes back to a lot of what you talked about, which is just not great technology, but constant communication and follow-up and staying on top of things and just making sure you're delivering the support and service that your customers need to get the most out of the systems they're investing in. Michael, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's always my pleasure to get a chance to visit with leaders from Phreesia, sort of a great leader in ranked at the top of the patient intake area. But so much of that is not just the software and the technology, but it's the follow-up, the implementation, the people, the communication. Thank you so much for what you do and joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I appreciate you inviting me on.